This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised. You fight like a girl, cry like a girl, do your thing, run the whole damn world. If you feel like a girl, then you're real like a girl. Good morning, Gloucester. Unleashed, and this is episode 93. I wrote 100. No, we're so far from that.
Stop manifesting.
We're so far from. No, I am manifesting. That's what's happening.
We're close.
So, number 93, and this is one of two of our 2019 Fiesta cast.
That's right.
And this is all you're doing, Bridge. All you're doing. I had no idea who was even showing up tonight. I was like, what are we doing? She's like, you'll never believe who we have. And I'm like, I don't believe it because this is just freaking amazing.
I've been campaigning this for a year.
You literally have.
Mm-hmm.
So ladies and gentlemen, you'll never believe who we have. We have the ladies, some of them, from Rogue. Same boat. Champions.
So we'll go around the room so everyone can pick out the voices.
They're going to know right away.
I'm sure. Absolutely.
We have
Ruby, a.k.a. Christina.
Yay.
Hey, it's Kristen.
And Alex.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How many are on the team?
We have 10 rowers. Then we have the coach and the scuttler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So what is a scuttler? Because that is one of my
questions. That's actually right here. What is that?
So he's very important, and they control the boat, the back of the boat where we go.
They steer.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they make sure the ocean, the steering, there's so much going on out there. Like, how does...
There is a path. I know they clear a path.
The Coast Guard tries to do as good a job as they can to try to keep all the lanes clear, but once in a while there's a rogue boat coming away and go across, but they really try to do as good a job as they can to try to keep it as clear as possible.
Is there kind of like an imaginary line where they're not allowed to cross, but if the wind pushes them or whatnot?
Yeah,
or?
There's a line that, you know,
they're typically anchored down.
Yeah.
Anchored down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time you were going past those boats and you're like, oh my god, someone is going to...
No,
You can hear them though. You can hear everybody, but you kind of go blind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just so focused. You don't even.
You love to hear everybody yell though.
Oh yeah.
I think that's the
And yeah, you go way out there.
Yeah. How far out do you go?
Half a mile.
Okay.
Half a mile out, and then a half mile back. Wow.
Yep.
Holy crap.
That's intense.
That is really intense. Mm-hmm. So when do you guys start practicing?
Thursday morning.
You haven't even started practicing yet?
We're not allowed to.
Well,
you get 1 week. Everybody gets a week of practice.
What?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys do on the quote-unquote off-season? You've got to be doing... You're kidding me that they give you 1 week to practice and all of a sudden you're just out there?
Yeah.
I mean, throughout the year, we all do different...
The gym or CrossFit or
gigs. A lot of us wrote gigs.
The
dories. A lot of people are involved in the International Jury Committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's
really cool.
But we've also been together for so long. So I think, you know, being together as a group, you kind of get the muscle, you get
used to each other.
Yeah. Whether it's a
muscle memory and stuff,
obnoxious breakfast or yoga. I mean, we're always doing something together.
So you guys have been together for so long. Is it the same 10 people or does it change off? Or
we've had the same 10
for a while.
At least 3 years consistently without changing. And then before that, there was always one or two girls to get pregnant and switch out. And the same rotation of like three or four backups. We always rotate the same couple in. something were to happen.
So this is the third year that. So this will be the third year you'll have the same 10 people.
Yep. Might even be four. I'm not sure.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Do you notice a difference with that? Like yes. Those that are changing out too.
Well, I mean, yeah, just keeping it consistent. The same. An element of consistency, I think, is huge.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I think that makes a huge difference. For sure. So you guys have won the last. Two years
in a row.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And how many other boats are there?
It's three total. So.
There's three total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria.
Oh, no. But women's teams?
Yeah.
Total.
Seven?
Yeah.
So then do you have... How does that whole thing go? So do you guys have to qualify? Do you automatically enter your champions? Or how does that, like... If people want to start rowing, right, and they want to, how does that work?
We have elimination races, so
okay.
The crews that want to try, that want to compete and want to move forward, they have to do the eliminations, and then the winners of that move on to Friday, and we'll race the champs from the previous year. So yeah. That's how it works.
So you guys are in.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we automatically go to Friday.
And when do eliminations start?
Sunday. This coming Sunday.
So wow. The girls will practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we'll have elimination races on Pavilion on Sunday morning at 11.
And how long?
Including the junior girls.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think it's even more impressive.
Yeah. Yes. I picked up a junior.
Yeah. Girls crew to have too. A junior team is... They're so young, and they're... I mean, most of them are pretty small people, and to row the same boats, the same equipment...
That's crazy.
The same length, the same distance.
Right, everything, yeah.
So impressive.
And how old do they start?
Some of them are, 14, 15.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're
small. Some 13-year-olds.
They're
too.
Little. It's the same equipment.
We're trying to keep tradition alive and trying to keep everyone interested.
They're rowing the same stuff as the men are. So I think it's...
Right.
It's the junior program's really impressive.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So we'll go around and tell us how you got started. Because everyone... Do you remember? Like, how long ago did you get started? Why did you get started?
Honestly, I can't. I always have to ask Alice because she's the one that always did it. I would say probably about 13, maybe 13, a little bit more years.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't realize that you've been doing it that long.
And I think she just called and just said, do you want to try to row? And I was like, sure. And I've always wanted to do something part of Fiesta.
She's been stuck with me ever since.
I've been stuck with her ever since. But it's, it's great. I mean, I think I do it now. I don't want to get out of it because once you're out, you know? So.
Wait, so it was been Rogue for how long? It's been called Rogue.
I don't know. We switched up 1 year because we
lost.
It
was 2013. That was
15.
The Breakfast Club. No, sorry.
Yeah, like sure. So it was
15.
Yeah.
We just changed our name, but we went back. But. I think 13.
13 years you've been...
We changed our name once in between, but that was just...
Oh, her. Since 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for
okay.
Fun, but...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. What was it called beforehand?
Oh, God.
Insane Oars.
It was Insane Oars way back.
Okay.
Before
I remember that one.
For me, it was Pride.
It used to be bad luck to keep your name if you lost, so we would try to change it.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's really hard to come up with something clever, so we ended up just keeping it.
Right. And then what about you?
I believe I started when I was about 16. And I remember rowing with the late Jane Zergabel. And every year I think about her.
Wow.
When we get in the boat. Yeah.
So you've been doing it for
a long time.
So you started on
junior?
Because junior, sophomore, right? Would you be in junior? Or what's the...
I think they didn't have a juniors at that time. I don't think I've ever rowed juniors.
I know I didn't rowed juniors.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was.
I did. I rode juniors. I rode originally with Backlash. I rode as a fill-in on my little sister's team. My sister started rowing younger than I was. And I think I was like 15 or 16 as a fill-in. And then the next year they asked me back. But I was the oldest girl in the boat. So instead of making the whole boat move up from juniors, I started rowing women's.
Oh, okay.
So then I started rowing with like Angela Morrissey, Doreen Scola... They all basically taught me how to row.
So you've been
they whipped
you've
me
been
into shape pretty
16 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, just about. They whipped me into shape pretty quick.
Wow.
They
wow.
didn't let my bad habits stay too long.
Wow. And you guys have been
15.
Rowing consistently every year
I've
since
never,
then.
Yeah, never missed
I missed 1 year because I had a son. So it was kind of hard to get right, manage right. all of that. So
right, yeah. right. That's crazy.
My sister filled in her seat when she was out.
And they won that year.
That was our first win.
The time I started rowing up until that point, I still hadn't won a women's same boat race. But then in 2015 was my first. So it's been a long time. But it's just fun.
Right.
I just love it. I love doing it. Yeah. It's intense.
I still can't get over that you guys have, this the week. I still can't get over that. That's insane.
So you're not the ones that are out there in the middle of the night or in the middle of winter just rowing up?
I mean, we don't have the boats. We don't have the boats either.
We go out in the gigs late in the season. The dories, we keep them in. We go out pretty late in the season. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun to row in the snow.
I walk my dog that you met out there. I walk her through downtown, and I always see people out there, and I'm like, where do they get these boats? Where do you find these things? How does this even work? And then I found out, through the Maritime, I was talking to someone, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can rent them. I was like, what? Yeah. People do this in the middle of winter? Are you insane? And I was like, oh, maybe they're training for the same boats. And now, that myth, just like the greasy pole walkers, I'm like, well, there goes another fiesta myth. Yeah. Never mind.
So how did you guys come up with the name, and then what inspired your logo as well?
Well, Jenny Davis, who rows with us, came up with it. We were in the gym. We were at CrossFit one day, and a big CrossFit supplier is Rogue. It's just spelt differently.
Right,
so we just did a little play on words.
Oh,
with
cute.
R-O-W-G-U-E, spelt it differently. But she's one of our very clever ones.
Right.
Yeah. We have a couple that are just so creative and clever. And
who sketched up the logo?
That was Karen. She
Okay.
was the old owner of CrossFit. And again, super creative. Just another amazing.
And she wrote on, did she wrote one of the years you won?
She wrote a long time.
Yeah, she's been with us for a while.
She started, she was one of the original girls that I pulled out of the gym.
Right.
And rode with us. She's an incredible athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's insane. She's amazing. Mm-hmm.
I would take her back in a second. I wish I could write.
I know. Where is she?
Don't.
I wish I could
make
put more seats in her boat, because I just have so many amazing women I'd love to row with. But
right, because
I won't kick anyone out.
So do you have a waiting list?
I do. So
I bet.
What happens is, it's not really a waiting list. It's just a way we do things. If you rowed last year, you automatically have a seat for the next year.
Right.
But if you leave, then I take the person who last was in the boat, who left, they automatically get the next open seat. So it kind of just keeps us from having a lot of drama. It's just a way to go about things, and that's it.
Right.
So there's no kicking
anyone out.
And
we only have
out.
So much time, too, to race.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can't have, the men have to do with the juniors.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of, you can't really miss practices. Unless you're doing the dory races, I think that's really the only exception to miss rowing.
It's
for
all,
rowing, I think.
It's all the crews share on the three boats, so it's really difficult to get
times
and stuff.
Right.
Now, within the boat, are there positions, there's specific positions within the boat as well?
Mm-hmm.
So, not everyone is just, you're all just a rower. There's, an anchor. There's, I don't even know what they would be, but, there's something like
that. Yeah, I mean, I think
a strategy.
I think I've moved, once since the 13 years.
I mean,
I've sat all over the place.
I have too, but there's definitely strategies, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, height, the length of the stroke, how strong you are, how short you are. I mean, people.
It depends on where you would sit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
So did you create this team?
I don't know if I created it.
How did that come about?
We kind of just all did it. It just developed.
It
evolved
over the years.
Naturally over time.
Yeah.
You pick up a couple people from the gym. We all have like-minded interests.
Right.
And we just drive so well together. It really just evolved naturally.
Right,
So.
Gotcha. So since you guys...
It wasn't a big master plan.
Right.
It just sort of happened.
So being out there, what's one of the toughest years you've had? Does one come to mind, oh my god, that was insane.
When we were in the blue shirts, the blue and the green, and it was really windy.
That was our it was weather-wise probably the hardest, but it was the most fun one.
Yeah. It was just, there was, between the boats and the waves and the wind and everything else, it was like, the waves were going each way, every way. I mean, it was high tide, I think, that year as well. So, of course, you start, you know, further back, you know what I mean, or close up, you want to see it. But that, yeah, that was, I forget what year what that was.
2013.
Yeah. That was the first
one. That
was the first one.
No, it wasn't my first one. That was the year I sat out.
Yeah, Bobby.
So. 15. But I don't, I think every year has something difficult about it. But,
and what conditions awesome. Would you not race?
Lightning.
Lightning, and that's it. So yeah. Even if it's rain, have you rode when it's raining? Or
we did.
Practice in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, it's just, racing. That's Coast Guard rules. I mean,
right.
You can't get struck by lightning.
Right.
Yeah, one year we were in that, it was fluorescent yellow shirts.
Poured
fog. I mean, you could, if you were on
and
the
you
beach,
still rode?
You couldn't see us.
Oh, I remember the fog year.
And
they,
it was like, we had
those
shirts.
They delayed us, though,
yeah.
Because there's no bow lights and there's no stern lights on the boat, so they don't want anyone to get hit.
Safety
right,
issues.
Of course,
So yeah, intense fog, they would probably cancel, too.
Right. So what was one of your best years, besides winning? Did the weather impact, like, in the year that you were talking about, did you win that year?
Yes.
Wow. So the weather definitely doesn't impact you guys.
No, I think it does. I mean, I think it does. I think it impacts everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just gotta learn how to get through it, you know.
It's,
and every race is different, and if we're not all together, then...
You could go out and they're going to be like, you're going to win, and you could absolutely fall on your face. It's anybody's game at any point in time.
Every year.
You can go into it, the 10 best rowers in the field, and fall on your face.
Right.
It's
yeah.
It's a crapshoot sometimes.
So how many years in total have you won?
13, 15,
17, 18, 4. 4. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. So the other crews that are rowing... Are they typically, do you see that they're the same team? Do you see them switching out? Do you see completely different teams?
Matt and Ash has been together forever, and they're pretty much the same. They're all really good rowers. Mm-hmm. Audacious was forever.
Oh, I've heard,
Forever and a day together. Yeah. Switch out a couple people here and there, and a group of another amazing rowers. So we kind of went into it always expecting those two boats to kind of be the same and really good competition.
Yeah. Right.
So
interesting.
There's always a few that change around, though.
Right. Yeah. So how do you guys... So what does the day look like? Like, what does your day... Do you guys get together beforehand? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
we
you guys see your faces. You're like...
We have a ritual now at this point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is that?
Everything.
A synopsis,
if you will. It usually involves food.
Yes.
There's always
hence
a lot
the fork
of, hence
on
the fork.
Our...
I love it.
The logo, yeah.
I mean,
girls gotta eat. Gotta row, gotta eat.
Yeah. There's lots of breakfast involved. Always.
Right.
So
what time does the race start?
4:45
On Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. We're always together in the morning. So... We try to do that as much as we can. So.
Right.
And then, I think it doesn't have anything to do with the race, though, is that we actually genuinely enjoy each other.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're getting used to each other, too, now, and we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're
a family. I mean,
right.
We get along like a family. We enjoy each other.
There's no drama between any of us. It's
awesome.
Easy. It's fun.
Yeah,
easy.
We hang out all year.
So how many practices do you actually get in before the big race?
So if we're not on finals day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the girls have eliminations on Sunday, which we would practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the women don't practice on Monday. And then Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Holy crap.
It's
like
six.
Every day.
Yes.
And what time? You guys in the morning or the night?
Everybody varies, but we'll do mornings until Tuesday, and then all nights. Then we practice after the men, because the juniors, boys start, and then the men start. It gets crazy to schedule practices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So next week's usually a late week.
Yeah.
We might get out 7:30, 8 o'clock, if we're lucky.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, it's a good thing it doesn't get dark until like really late now.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty nice roaming in the sunset. So it's beautiful.
I bet.
I know, we get sunrise and sunset.
Yeah.
We kind of see both.
It's nice.
It is nice.
Now, what's the name of the person that's yelling?
Oh. Gina! That would be Gina.
We love Gina.
Gina Lombazzi. She started. Helped start Women's Sand Boats.
Really?
And she also helped raise a lot of money to fix the sand boats.
To replace
Wow.
them. Yeah.
So how'd you get her on your boat?
That was Kristen.
I've known Gina since I was 17. And I worked at the Fitness Zone and she worked there too. So that's how I knew her. And I just known her through the years. And
we got in a jam one year and Kristen just knew who to call.
Yep.
And she fixed
wow.
it for us.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so is she a coach?
She's our coach.
She's a coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hysterical, and we love her, and we couldn't do it without her.
So you guys really have, like, the recipe for, like, success here. I mean, you really have the top-notch people to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We think so, but, I mean, so does everybody else think so, too.
Exactly.
Everyone else
has their coach,
their scuttler that they love, and that worked for them. So
Right.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah. Has anyone ever been injured?
not like medical attention,
I mean,
like
you might
hospital.
End up with a couple blisters
yeah.
here and there.
Not
I
like,
do know that one year, was it last year? It was
the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard.
Or the police or something.
First, yeah.
So, yeah, the Coast
they
Guard.
They collided. Somebody broke a
he,
rib. Because
the organ,
you get snapped back at you.
Yeah, his oar was in the water too deep, and it snapped back and broke a rib.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So,
I think they actually, they collided, right?
Yeah, and
they
actually buried his oar.
Yeah.
And it snapped back and broke a rib.
Yeah.
But nothing's ever happened on your boat?
Not really.
No.
I mean, maybe a couple of cuts and bruises and blisters, but for the most part, I think we're pretty good.
So when you're practicing every day, and so say you're getting blisters because you're practicing, what the heck do you do on race day when you're friggin' all blistered up just from practicing? Like, are you taping up or what's happening here?
Everybody has different techniques of how to handle it, you know, but when you're race day, I mean, you're the only thing you're thinking of is rowing. That's it. I mean, you could have cuts all over your face, whatever, but none of that even matters because
right.
it's just adrenaline just going, you know? So
right.
you just
come numb to
ignore
the
it and forget about it.
I have so many calluses. Oh,
yeah.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I have calluses over calluses, then I still get blisters. So it's just
I think
how weathered your hands are.
Good that way.
Right.
Some wear gloves, some tape.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some do.
Do they have rowing gloves?
Some people do.
I
do. You?
I don't.
Do you?
I used to.
And
I did
when I was a kid.
That it, yeah.
I think it's worse.
And I had more blisters when I was younger because I realized I was squeezing it to death, and you really, on the way back, when you're recoiling, you let go, wiggle your fingers a little bit, and then you fall back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, just,
okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't have them.
Just learn it over the... You know, how to tweak it and how to
right.
do it the best way that you can.
Right. I don't know. It's so interesting.
I know.
And what's the total race time? I mean, obviously, you guys are the... So what's the total times between...
I mean, I think women go anywhere between... Typically 11
sure.
and
yeah.
12 minutes.
To win.
Yeah.
And then, so...
Last year was... We were...
I don't remember the time.
10:30.
But we
started really far out last
year.
Yeah,
we
like,
about
five
okay.
Typically,
so.
It's like 11 minutes.
So, do you guys look at your times year over year and like we beat our time last year or we beat our time
we
2 years ago?
We did the last two.
I mean, you could look at it like that, but
the weather's
the tide,
different. The
yeah,
tide.
The tide. I mean, everything.
You just
really
saw
hard.
We didn't line up too. And
yeah, the tides, the weather.
You know.
So
it's really hard to...
Just, like I said, it's a crapshoot.
Has it all been the ballpark?
I don't know. I only know last year's time. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's really fast to go a mile in, you know, 10 minutes.
It could take you 6 minutes to get out, and then you could fly on the way home. So, I mean...
Okay.
So it's
it
where
really
the wind goes, you know.
Depends.
The wings help you.
Right.
You know.
Now, how long does it feel to you guys while you're out there rowing?
Depends on if you're behind or ahead.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
That's right.
That's where it lies.
Trying to play catch up kind of sucks.
is it hard to not look at what other people are doing? Like, you have to be focused in your... Do you ever have a time where have no idea? You do.
I sit in the front. We both sit lead. And it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, because you're like...
You see it out of the peripheral vision. That's how I see it.
And it's rule one, don't look.
Right.
I'm looking all the time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because I sit like this.
Yeah.
And they're...
So,
right there.
And like, we're in the middle. I mean, so either way, you can see two boats, you can see one boat, you know, so even though you're rowing, I can see the boat right there.
And then Gina's not happy.
Yeah.
And then you hear the screaming from all the way out in the harbor.
All right, girls, we gotta do it.
Great. Oh my God. Are the coaches usually, they're all of them are just loud, doesn't matter which boat.
Some are louder than others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Well, I'd be losing my shit if I was a coach.
Well, because they see everything too.
Right.
They see what's going
exactly.
On. So you got your people on the beach that are screaming. You get the boats that are on the flotilla behind the greasy pole yelling. You have the whole greasy pole yelling because they're all doing their thing up there. So there's a lot of chaos. You know, I mean, you don't hear a lot going out.
Everywhere.
It's coming back,
right.
And you almost know you are. By the sounds of the voices. So
right.
I think that helps too. You know, like...
Right.
Yeah, it definitely fires
and
us up.
Yeah.
When we hear them.
Right. So what's it going to take for the women to row on Saturday and Sunday, not just on Friday?
I don't think it will happen. I think it's a scheduled thing. I'm okay rowing on Friday.
Having
yeah.
the rest of the
day.
Weekend off.
Yeah,
that's
the whole
true.
Weekend
and
off.
And you start it too.
It's a start.
That's true.
And there's only so much time to do all those races, all that lining up.
Yes.
There's juniors and men's and... The men's field isn't even full. Neither is the juniors. So there would be more boats, more eliminations. I mean, logistically, it just doesn't make sense.
The girl junior, do they only row on Friday too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's only the women on Friday.
Which is fine.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm okay with it too.
I'd be okay with people packing the beach on Friday though.
It
depends on the weather.
Oh yeah.
So you guys
that's
are before the Friday greasy bowl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people, I mean, there's a good crowd down there.
It is.
There's a good crowd. I mean, I feel like it has definitely grown.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
It's definitely grown. Is it grown since the women have been on Fridays?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. For
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Friday greasy bowl is
meh.
It's pretty packed.
I
only went for years because Chris walked.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stopped walking once he got his cochlear implant. He's like, if I hit my head, I'm done.
Yeah.
But that's where me and the kid, like, it's the only reason I went to Friday every year is because he walked and the kids wanted to see him. But yeah, so.
Yeah, we do have a big following. I mean, on Fridays. There's a lot of people down there, I think.
Do you see it, so you see it increasing every
most
year?
Definitely. And like you said, the weather definitely plays a part in it.
Yeah.
I think too, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But there's a lot of kids because of the, you know, the rides and stuff
over
there. So.
And our boat
has
half of them, so.
Yes. Yes.
We might have the most.
I think we have the most children.
Everybody has twins.
You guys had said that you guys do a lot together. So is this the only thing you guys do as a team? Or do you do anything else as a team? Or are you thinking about it? Like a softball team?
No.
Sorry, I have softball.
Sorry.
I have softball.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. I'm still
playing
softball too.
A lot of us row gigs. But that only fits six.
Okay.
And
okay.
A lot of us row dories, but those are two each, but we can still all do it.
Yeah.
Everybody but one rows in the gigs now.
Okay.
So we do that.
cool.
Me. Yeah. No, you kind of do it.
I've done it a couple times.
I mean, we have activities we do together.
Right.
So, but not another, full team sport.
No.
We should work on that.
Now, do you guys have, a song or a motto or anything going into a new year that you guys listen to over and over again as, a charge-up or an amp-up song?
Not one
or you
song.
Guys have your own things?
We kind of rely on Mel to come up with a playlist.
Mel's our DJ.
Yeah.
Jenny's our inspiration.
Yeah.
We have different people,
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Jamie's our mom.
Yeah.
Everyone has a role, I think. Yeah.
So what keeps you guys coming back? or what keeps you guys wanting to stick together, be the same team, not change out? Like, why do you think this team is consistent?
We really genuinely enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I could go anywhere with any of them and feel 100% comfortable.
Do you guys even have to ask, like, are you rowing next year?
No. I used to send out text messages or emails or whatever it was 10 years ago. In March, because I had to be ready to be prepared if someone didn't come back.
Of course.
And right. I didn't have to ask.
Right.
It was so nice to not have
to ask.
We see
each other throughout the year.
I mean, if one of us goes through a death in the family, they all come. And right. they have all. We've gone through parents' deaths, cousins, divorces, babies.
Rowers that have passed.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
And
everything.
You turn around and they're all there.
Right. It's awesome.
So, and that's actually something that's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Nope. Easy.
And that's right. The fuel, right. That's the best part. Keeps us going. You know, I mean,
yeah.
There's been times during a race that we need that extra push in
10 minutes. No problem.
Right.
We yell.
We can get through a funeral together. We can get through a race together.
That's right.
How long are your practices?
Nobody can go longer than 45 minutes.
But you have a time on that too.
Yes.
Alicia's like, what the hell? Who's in charge?
A lot of teams. And, this is the most women's teams I think they've ever had. So
wow.
There's a wait list.
And it all goes down to just three after eliminations.
There's a women's wait list, but there's not a men's.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's awesome. There's a lot of amazing women who are going to row this year, so it should be really good.
Wow, that's awesome. So I know that Ribby, you were talking about how you wanted to be a part of Fiesta somehow, and this was kind of your in. So I would just ask each one of you, so what does Fiesta mean to you? Like, why did you want to get in? What does it, you know, is there, what part of Fiesta it just makes you?
And do you realize, well, obviously now you realize you're part of Fiesta. So
yeah,
what does that mean?
I don't know being part of it. How it really struck me, I don't think. You know, I just started rowing, and it was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to be doing, you know? And I've loved every minute of it through the blisters and the rain and everything else. But, you know, that one practice that we did with Alex and me, you know, and the rest of the girls, it kind of just stuck to me, like softball did. Like, that was it, you know?
Right.
I'm sticking with this, the family, I mean, the camaraderie that we get from our fans, you know, and into our families, to our different personalities.
Right.
I think that also.
Like Bridget said,
come
you guys
back,
are celebrities.
You know?
That's a loose term.
But they bring me back. You know, I live every moment for making them feel as a whole, I think.
Right.
And I feel like I'm part of it, so.
I agree. I agree with like the whole unity thing with us too, but it's a whole community. It's not just our boat. It's all the other boats too, and it just makes it more fun, you know.
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago, we took that picture with all the women,
and I
that
think
was
we should do that every year.
Amazing!
Wow,
that's fun. Because like,
that
made
it
feel all the women row and all the junior teams row, and it's just cool.
Right.
It's fun to have something that the whole town does, like, and see how much everybody loves it and they put into it.
So what year did the women's come about?
Gina would know this question.
Gina would know this.
And she's going to kill you for not knowing, first of all.
Like,
yeah.
I think
maybe 96?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. 90s. So it's been somewhere in the 90s? Late 90s?
Yeah.
Mid to late 90s? She's going to ask. She's like,
I just took a picture of the trophy.
Oh, I was going to say, it must be on that little movie thing that we had.
So by now, there must be women that have rowed, and then now their kids are rowing. Do you have that? Do you have those generations of women rowing?
It was Lori Fleming, Gina, and all them. Was it Sister Act? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that name?
Yeah, it was Affirmative Action, Sister Act.
Yeah.
Boats.
And we're trying to keep the tradition alive, and we have Cindy Perry that was out there trying to recruit some kids, and we actually have a ton of crews for the junior
boys.
There
was going to be no junior boys. There was no junior boys teams last year.
It's interesting.
And they worked really hard this year recruiting kids at the high school.
Yeah.
And now I think they're going to have 5 teams.
Wow.
Which is nice. Because you hate to see that die.
Yeah.
Right. It's all about keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad rode with my cousins when he was in his early 20s.
It's just something fun to do as a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 1 week.
Right. Yeah.
I found it. So our trophy is the Angela Vitale Memorial Trophy, and it looks like it was 1996, and the champs were the Affirmative Action.
Yep.
And it had Sam Scola, Gino Mondello, Lori Fleming, Doreen Scola, Debbie Quinn, Angela Morrissey, Don Elves, Gina Limpasi, Joanne Frontero, Astrid, I can't say that last name, Leanne Palazzola, and Dominic Davis.
Wow. Yeah. That's going back. So it's so funny when you say these names of boats, because you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that.
And like, I've rode with a lot of them.
It's Dominique.
And
okay.
Doreen, I've rode with Doreen, and she's coached us.
Yeah.
And Sammy scuttled for us, and it's kind of good. It's cool to see both sides of it.
Right, right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. So what do you guys do in your non-Fiesta life? I think I don't know what you do anymore. What do you do, Alex?
I'm just a big secret. You know? I work in the medical field.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're not doing hair anymore?
No. I worked in dialysis for a long time, and I left that to take care of a family member.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in the same medical field.
Wow. Yeah,
take care of people, and I'm in school to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
And I'm also in the medical field.
Stop it. We have a lot.
Yeah. I play softball, as you know. And then just, you know, enjoy Gloucester, I guess. Go out, see different people. I know different people.
You know everyone, Ruby. Yeah. You know everyone.
You can't take her anywhere.
Boston, I mean, airports. I always see people at airports that don't mean. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You're right.
I can't go anywhere.
So that's probably why you guys get along so well. If a lot of you are in the medical field, you all have that compassion, right?
We have microbiologist. So. We have insurance. We have, oh my God, we have everybody.
We have an array. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. We play softball. Kristen and I have been playing since day one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she said that she knows my sister.
Mm-hmm. We all used to play together.
Small world, small world.
Yeah. I think we were all actually on the same team at one point.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
The Seahawks.
Oh, I was going to say the Seahawks.
And then they were the
then
Raiders.
Then it turned into the Raiders.
Yeah.
Were you on the Seahawks? I was on the Seahawks.
I didn't play softball.
You
until
didn't?
Until I lived in San Francisco.
Oh, for some. Why did I always think that you were just
I did too. I was just telling her. I'm like,
yeah.
She played softball. But
I thought for sure that you did growing up.
No, just because I went to 3 World Series doesn't mean I played softball when I was a child.
No, I just thought,
I was scared of the ball. I was a cheerleader. For the Raiders.
Oh, yeah,
the
you were a cheerleader,
I was not a softball player at all, no.
And so, now I'm on a Bible team.
Nice.
I was on one of those.
Yeah. It's the only way I got to play.
But you can't swear, can you?
I know.
You probably shouldn't.
Angels work overtime when
then
I'm
my mouth would be taped the whole time.
I'm like, ooh! those wings are flapping hard. Because I want to say so many things.
Yeah.
Like,
awesome. So you do softball, do you guys do other sport? I know you do CrossFit, do you still do?
Mm-hmm.
What other, any other sports like that you guys do in the off or?
I am rowing with my partner Alexis Novello in the Dories, International Dory Races, which actually are happening on Saturday, this Saturday.
And where's that?
Down the State Fish Pier.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
So cool.
Maybe I should be here on Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a meet and greet on Thursday down the St. Peter's Club. They come and we hang out and
they're awesome.
Chit chat, yeah.
And we're another family.
What team does Alexis row on?
Sane Force One.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
She started rowing Sane Boats later,
yeah.
I think, a little bit later.
A little later.
Okay.
Than when we started.
She's always been pretty involved, though, because her dad.
Totally, yeah.
Because
of her
chaos.
Dad, yeah. Exactly.
So
right.
She knows the ins and outs of Sane Boats, but.
Yeah.
Well, she knows the ins and outs of all the Fiesta. Because
but now it's time to go to her. But now she's in one, so
it's
fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, I grew up in Fiesta. My cousin's Donnie Nicastro, and the father of Fiesta. And so, forever. I've just been, my family has just, that's it. Been in it forever. And now I try to stay away when I can.
Well, you don't live here anymore.
No, but even when I lived here, I don't know the last time I've actually been down to Fiesta.
I haven't been to Fiesta.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Personally, I've honestly always tried to stay away from it.
They go to the pub. My second home, Dirt Fiesta.
Oh, Lord. I will really only go down if my cousin Dom comes down. I'll go down and support him for like a quick minute, if and when, and then that's it. And then I don't touch it.
It's fun, though. I like going down there because you see everybody, and everybody's best friends with everybody. That's the best part. Like, I don't know half those people that row on the guys' league. I mean, in the guys'
boat. But you do it at nighttime.
We all know everybody down there. They row this one. They row that one.
Right.
And we all get so close. You know? I mean, believe it or not.
Well, it's going to be fun. Minglewood being open and having outdoor presence this year, and then you have Machaca. So you have a lot of cool places down there this year.
Lobster.
Oh yeah, you have that too, really, and then nice. Yeah. So there's a. It's going to be.
Crazy.
Really crazy, yeah. I think, mm-hmm. this year. It's going to be awesome.
I'm getting on a boat this year.
Nice.
I got a Fiesta.
Oh, you are? Bucket.
Well, I'm not getting on the flotilla or the barge.
I used to be on that flotilla. It was a disaster.
That's one of my goals for next year. That's Fiesta 2020, is to get out there for the pole. But Joe was like, well, I'll get you out there. I'm like, screw you, Joe. Shut up. You say that.
I've been out there.
Joe's like, no, I'll get you on Dave's boat. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We went out for... it was the 1 year we were stuck on James and Stephanie's boat. Something happened and we were in the middle, and we I was like, oh my god. But that was the only time I've ever been out there, and then kind of got stuck, but we got back.
I'm going on a Fiesta booze cruise, so there I'm like, ooh, and I'm taking a cornhole wife. She's not from here, and I'm like, oh, come by.
You love bringing people to Fiesta that are not from here.
Yeah.
She's like,
why is family from Maine coming down for this?
Wow.
You know, I bet my friend from Texas was blown away at what Fiesta was this year.
My best friend Lena flew from California to come see it. She was like, I want to see all your Italian friends.
And I'm not even Italian.
I'm not even Italian. I'm like,
I am for that. That's it.
I will sit out here on Sunday wearing my Fiesta whites with my drinks, waiting for that parade to start. And I will bring my cup out there, and I will wait for Father Jim to come out of the church, and I'll be like, here we go. Let's go, guys. Yeah, block my driveway. Let's go. Hey, friends.
That was the one good thing about living right there, because I used to live right there across
the driveway.
Yeah, across the driveway. And so it's greatest thing, just right out there. One year, just sitting in her yard. It's great. So do you guys actually have people that come and have signs for you guys?
My friend's little girl just did it for us last year.
Oh, that's right. We signed it.
We lined them all up with t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Our family buys t-shirts and stuff. Yeah. One year, my mom was like, well, I want a shirt. And then I think, Ribby, a couple of our parents all were like, well, we want one.
Of course.
So we started giving them to our families. And then a couple of friends wanted them. It kind of snowballed. So now we do t-shirts.
So what are your do you have colors, different colors every year? Or do you stick with the same color?
We switch it up.
Oh, you do?
Bit.
Depending?
Yeah.
Or just what you feel like
this year? This year, Fiesta kind of rolls in the 4th of July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing... red, white, and blue. Blue shirts, red writing, and white. So,
here's the thing. How do you know what other teams are doing?
You don't.
You guys have the advantage because you already know. Elimination. Guys don't have to participate.
They already know.
Yeah.
So, but the only guarantee usually was Audacious had red. That was their thing. So we never did red. You know, it's a respect thing.
Of course.
You don't want to do that.
Of course.
But they've kind of have disbanded.
Okay.
They might be different colors.
You gotta try to pick weird colors, like.
And I think
ones that no one.
Yeah. Same Force One is a given.
Yeah.
I think
that's
usually.
Why? What's their color?
I mean,
no. I think they were different last
year.
They?
They're usually like an army-ish,
like a fatigue.
Kind of. Fatigue.
Oh, okay. Form. I got you. Yeah.
They're playing on words. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Makes sense. Clever. But yeah, so that was why we did that this year.
Cool. So, awesome.
Be a little patriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it really, yeah. I mean, there are some, yeah, it runs.
There's some years where
it runs right into the 3rd of July.
What's happening?
It's you don't even know what day it is sometimes. You're like,
it's getting hard to change it up because I mean.
All the colors.
Definitely
all the colors.
Three of us have been together so long, we've done everything.
Right.
So now we just pick two. we'll do blue shirts with red writing. You know what I mean? We'll just figure it out that way.
Yeah. Right, right. Do you guys have nicknames that you put on the back of them or all?
We've thought about it, but no. It's not appropriate.
I have capabilities of editing things out, trust me.
That is, I think, going on the shirt.
There's been whole conversations that have disappeared from certain podcasts, so, you know, I'm just saying.
We do put that on the shirt.
No. We're a little silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, if fun. There is stuff, I mean, we just joke around.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I mean, the back of our shirts has sponsors on it, which kind of fills out the shirt.
We do put our sponsor. Who is your sponsor?
We have a few.
Okay.
Go for it. We'll shout them out.
Yeah. So, Buckley Tree Care. His wife also rows with us, so they're one of our sponsors.
Yep.
It's Jamie's.
CrossFit KPN is always a business who sponsors us. Jamie McDonald is one of the new owners. She rows with us. And then Rose's Marine Tar Oil sponsors us. That's my family.
Okay.
They are always a sponsor as well. They don't really have a choice, though.
They have to.
Sugar Mags.
Do we get Sugar Mags this year?
I don't. Sugar Mags sponsored us last year. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do they...
We eat there a lot.
Right. Do sponsors usually change up, or did they already
stick? They do change up. I'm not sure if they got them this year, but they did last year.
Okay.
They change up all the time.
And then if somebody wants to be a sponsor for one, how does that work? How does one become a sponsor? Just like, hey, I just want to sponsor.
Either... They may not even think to ask.
They don't even...
We come to them.
Usually, we don't really go out looking for them because... A lot of people on the boat are involved with one of the businesses.
Exactly, right.
They're usually family owned, so we don't go out looking.
There's some connection between...
It just kind of happened. And
right.
So we put all the names on the back of the shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you guys go local for the t-shirts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you go?
Wally Mears does all the shirts at Jungle Printing.
Awesome.
Yeah, he does all of our gear.
Very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to do it on a website, and it was a lot of work, and he's... does such a great job, and it's all local, which we would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a Facebook page, or do you guys have any social media around Rogue?
We're talking about that.
It's a private
one.
We had one private page,
but we don't have, social media.
Okay.
I know that, the Same Boat Intel does have one, and that's mostly the guy stuff, I think.
That's really just a guy's page.
Yeah, I mean...
Gotcha.
There's pictures and stuff. I don't know if we are or not. I don't think we are, but...
So there's no women's Same Boat page?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So...
I mean, I think it's just a Same Boat page, but...
Yeah. Well, no, you need a women's one.
Yeah. I mean, we could, but...
We could. Yeah. I never really thought about it, though.
I can barely keep track of my own.
I know. Do I really need any more social media?
Why, you bring it to the whole... crowd of women, rowers, or even the juniors, and someone that's social media savvy, be like, I'll do it.
And that's how you recruit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I
totally
don't want any more social
media. They can do pictures and stuff, too.
Yeah. Updates and stuff like that.
That's really good. Awesome. Yeah, that's fun.
I found a lot of great pictures online from people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the most fun.
You're like,
I didn't even know this was taken.
I go on her page just to see what...
Bridget Matthews takes a ton of good ones, and I'm always swiping them from her.
Yeah. I mean, I think somebody... did that one that I shared.
Yeah.
One of our fans. Who did that one with the American flag?
Oh, that was a girl from our gym. Erica Wall took that picture. The one with the flag.
I love that
picture.
Awesome.
She's awesome.
That one's going to be canvas material soon.
I love that one.
Yeah, so I asked Ribby, actually, the other day. I was like, hey, can I use this as the teaser for our Monday morning?
I love that. The shorts are a little far up my butt, but it's a good thing. So
hey, you use the butt, so, you know, whatever.
It didn't matter. I can't be picky.
That's right.
That's what it is.
And I was like, could you also ask the girls if it's okay and that I have permission to use this
photo? That one's been used quite a bit.
That one is a great picture, though.
Yeah.
That was actually on a pamphlet out of town or something.
They used it on a poster for the documentary they're making. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But did somebody see it at a restaurant or something, I think?
Yeah, he posted it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So. Cool.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Great.
Bridget, you have anything else?
Did we talk about Coach Silva?
You know what? We didn't. When we just were so excited and we...
Yeah, we did. We just right went in. Right in. We did that. We did that again. We can't have this. We cannot do this.
So we really have to mention and give our condolences to the Silva family that Coach Terry Silva has passed. And some really amazing articles have been written. One by my cousin Dominic McCastro. He wrote for the Beacon, I'm pretty sure. And I mean, read Dom's article, and it's amazing. He captures from the very beginning his whole life. And it's really funny. Dom had posted, he goes, Coach Silva was Bill Belichick before Bill.
Lisa Olson had posted a post about how when she first started as a coach.
There's just stories like everywhere, because he really was just such an amazing guy. And I think Dom had wrote he still is the most winningest coach to date still. It was great. I got to obviously I knew him growing up because I graduated with Tim Rock, aka Rocky, which I will always call him Tim. And I knew Lynn very well from, still know her very well from Down Under Tanning and now Cafe Bishko. But when going in there, Terry was always there. Always there at Cafe Bishko, always there at Down Under Tanning. And
at the Beach Pit.
Yep.
That's where my first job was. So I had the pleasure to work side by side with the whole family.
Yeah, they're so nice.
Yeah. And I played softball with Lynn for years.
Yeah.
I think he was all of our gym teachers at one point.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Not me.
No, not
I
you.
I had Gunner, but
is that because you're in ROTC?
Yeah,
because
I didn't want to go to gym.
Yeah, no, I had...
I didn't do anything at ROTC either, so there's that.
No, I had back problems. Silver Bullets, which was like an after-school sport thing.
Yeah.
But
I remember Coach Silver from when my brother played football with, like, Brian, who just took the girls to Division II Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
The softball.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Castro.
John.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
And stuff like that. But, like, he was... My brother played football and stuff like that, so I'm familiar with Coach Silver. And also, that's Missy's uncle, so...
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so I know we usually talk about that in the beginning, but...
We didn't want to bring that down.
We got so excited.
No!
Thank you, girls, for coming.
Thank you.
Awesome. I learned a lot.
Yes.
I'm so pissed you only get a week to practice.
She is going
to be right. That's the least of our worries, believe me.
I'm not ready to let that one down.
I'm a nervous wreck from June 1st. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm always a wreck.
I get excited.
I'm just nervous.
It's like Christmas.
Your Christmas. This is Sam's Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year.
It's not even for a fiesta. We just all get to hang out a lot and eat breakfast
Love your breakfast.
We do.
It's just hanging out together all the time. We've done it forever.
That's why. Yeah.
Should just have people like just start opening their houses and be like, feed our Sane Moat Racers breakfast.
You're hungry. It's a lot of fun.
Just open your houses and feed them breakfast all week.
It's awesome. So thank you so much for coming. This is Alicia Unleashed, episode 93. Out.
Peace.
Bye.